Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you were out at the weekend. You met someone who was very forward and asked for your phone number. You said, yes, of course, and then gave him the Flirt Divert number instead. Thank you for your continued service on this. Right, here's the first one. Bit cryptic, this one. Why does she want him to put the tights in the bin?
Hi, Gary, I forgot to say, could you just put the tights in the bin? Okay, give me your phone. Bye.
Is that some kind of code? Well, the maybe. Eagle flies west of Moscow. Maybe like Britney Spears ones, all laddered and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's why, maybe, yeah. Just a huge ladder up the left leg.
Do you think it's some kind of code, or do you just think they're a bit smelly and wants them to put in the bin?
I think she wants the evidence destroyed. Maybe they were involved in a bank heist.
Of course. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's unbelievable how we think so alike.
Should pass that one on to the police.
Now, have you ever had a love nickname? Think back to the past. Has any girl kind of given you a little cheeky nickname that just only the two of you use?
No, in all honesty. No, not that I could think of off the top of my head.
Well, these sound like a lovely couple. Obviously, he thinks so. She doesn't, because she gave him Flirt Divert.
You all right, Chicken Bum? It's Mr. Tickles here. Really enjoyed last night. If you want to give us a call back, and we meet up Saturday night again, bring your mate, and we have a little party. TTFM for now. Bye.
Oh my god, I just want to slap him.
Chicken Bum and Mr. Tickles there on Flirt Divert.
TTFM. How do you get a chicken bum?
Don't know. He does talk a bit exotic though, doesn't he? Halfway through the message.
You alright, Chicken Bum? It's Mr. Tickles here.
Oh, I like that name, yeah. Have a listen to the exoticness of the whole thing.
Bring your mate and we have a little party.
Oh, a little party.
That's French for party.
Is it? Also, he gets the TTFN bit wrong.
TTFN for now.
Right, TTFN is ta-ta for now. So he's saying ta-ta for now.
TTFN for now.
Is that back, TTFN?
I don't know. Is that like Fred Elliott's I say?
TTFN for now.
No, it's just TTFN if you're going to use that.
Ta-ta for now.
Maybe that should be back. I mean, if it is back, let me know, 8199. Maybe with, like, pointing and clicking the fingers.
TTFN.
For
now.
For now.
TTFN for now.
Hi, ladies. And here's another great nickname.
Well, this is, I tried to leave a message with you the other day, and it said the mailbox was full. You are such a popular pudding. Anyway, dearest, if you get a chance, I should be delighted to hear from you. Bye for now.
Well, it makes me want to cringe. I don't like it.
You are such a popular pudding. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now it's time for our first guest of the week on Best Guest Week. We've got someone coming in every day, booked by a member of the team, and whoever does best will win a mystery prize.
When are you revealing this mystery prize?
When I think what it is.
Oh, well, you said earlier you were going to reveal what it was.
I'll tell you later.
Will the value of this mystery prize be more or less than the £1,000 that was promised last time? Will it really? Yeah. There's a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Now, we did this a few months ago when we did Moyles' show, and the best guest was a man called Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf, wasn't it? Who does a really good trick with a Hoover. It was like this.
No, I don't want to touch it.
You do. Yvette Fielding on as well there.
Right, go on then.
There we are.
Right, suction's very good there. Suction's.
Oh my goodness. Let me give it a quick attack.
Oh my word.
Right, stand by. Here we go. Wait just a minute.
Apparently he was the best guest we'd ever had.
He won it by a landslide.
Simon Cowell thought he was brilliant. Right, Chappell, seeing as you booked today's guest, tell us, please, who it is.
Well, she's in shock at the moment, having heard that, and now is visualising it, but it is Sarah Beeny.
Yeah! Hello! Welcome along.
Hi, thanks very much.
Your face, when we played that clip, was quite something.
Well, do you know what was more amazing about it is looking at everyone where they all of you are going, yes, that is right.
Yeah, he really did do that.
He was actually doing what you think he's doing.
Listen, you can hear you can hear in the noise of the Hoover the moment that it.
If you
know what to listen to, you can hear that.
Would the Hoover pad get really wet? Was it a Dyson?
No, it was a Henry Hoover.
It
was smiling at it.
Thank you very much for coming in today and being guest number one. Now, you're best known for Property Ladder, obviously. Do you think everybody watches it for property speculation, or do they watch it for you, Sarah?
Clearly, it's to do with the market, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I like to think it's only because of me, and really take the house away and that would be sufficient for an hour, but I suspect that it might be quite boring.
Well, I think a lot of people do watch it for you, don't you, Chappell?
Do you? Oh,
yeah, I do, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why do you think people like Sarah Chappell?
For all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get our listeners involved in this as well. Tell me why you watch Property
Now, this
Ladder.
Is a huge blunder, because normally when the guests come in, we turn the text screen off on the computer. And the one that doesn't speak has left the text screen on in front of Sarah.
Oh, good. Okay, right. 8999. Beware that Sarah can see your texts. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm very tough.
Now, according to... We were checking out Wikipedia earlier, right? And, of course, a very accurate website. And you have nicknames, tell me if this is true, of Sarah Big Boobs Beeny and the Booby Ladder. Who calls you that?
Well, that's not actually... No friends of mine call me that, actually. Well, they might call me the Booby Ladder in the office, probably, but not to my face.
Right.
Only behind my back. It's probably meant to be an insult.
I think there are lots of people listening now who think Booby Ladder would be... You would do your DIY if you had a Booby Ladder.
Yeah. Does that annoy you, though? Do you think, you know... Does it annoy you that some people might not be listening to your words of wisdom on the show?
Oh, yeah, can you imagine how annoying... No, of course it doesn't. Hell, I'd much rather they were watching, even if it is... Because of my... I have to say, there have been a few shows where I have looked at them and thought, blimey, they look big. There's my head and those. That's amazing.
Now, we found this thing on YouTube, which I quite like you to have a look at. You've not seen this yet, Chappell.
No, I haven't seen this. No.
Right. We found a thing, which is one of your shows, with this guy. You may have seen this already. And I want you to look, both of you, at how he is desperately trying to keep looking into your eyes, but he just eventually can't do it, okay? Chappell, right. If you could provide some commentary on this, okay?
Everything is quite a false economy to try and save the money now and do it later.
Still looking at your eyes.
At this moment in time, I just can't get
Oh, no, he's gone down.
The money isn't
with
there.
A grin on his face.
At this stage, it's not going to be done.
I think you'd be better off borrowing the money... Getting the roof done, getting the place up to scratch, getting another bathroom.
Now,
oh Lord!
I have to say they do look enormous.
It cuts in the middle of that. Is that his other half?
Yes.
Who isn't as blessed in the boob department, and she's giving daggers.
She's giving him proper evils.
But you wouldn't be jealous of them that big, would you? I mean, they look, no one would choose to.
Well, she might, given the look on her boyfriend's face.
Are they actually bigger than my head?
I think that's a great clip, because he tries so hard to look into your eyes, and eventually it's like, well, Sarah, he's just talking to them. Now, you must get a lot of fan mail.
Well, no, not a massive amount, actually, unless someone's storing it. So I like to think that, obviously, someone's storing it all for me on my fan mail, but the reality is, no, not a lot. I do get some slightly strange fan mail, but, you know, obviously, all fan mail's good fan mail.
What gets sent in, then?
Well, someone once asked for a photo of me smoking a cigarette with a cigarette holder. I did think... to me, that comes under the word fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't oblige.
So you didn't do that?
Unless I'm married.
Right. And you run your own dating site as well.
I do, which is tremendously good fun, I have to say, because that gives you an excuse to talk about people's love lives with gay abandon at all possible situations.
Why did what is your own dating website? Where people can win a date with you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Such a good idea.
That's a great idea. Set my own up. Probably won't be as popular.
Try it. it's where you can put your friends on it. It's called My Single Friends.
Okay.
And it came from the fact that I set up everyone I meet because I'm compulsive busybody, really. So anyway, I ran out of people to set up. So I thought, well, I'll just stick. I'll get this site, I'll get everyone to stick their single friends on and they can all check each other out, and everyone seemed to kind of get it, and now everyone's on My Single Friends. Well, yeah. Anyone who's cool is.
do you do a lot of matchmaking?
Well, yes. I try to.
You're one of those people that says, oh, I tell you what, I know someone you'd really like, you should go for a drink. And it never happens.
No, it's pretty much along those lines, but then you will get a phone call from me saying, right, it's organised for Friday, is that okay? And you'll be like, oh, God. Anyways, it is better on My Single Friend because all people do is they put their friends on and they choose each other to go out with, whereas I think when I'm involved, it probably is less successful, really.
And you there badgering them all these people on the website, you still find them up and tell them that everything's sorted.
I'd love to be able to do that. We did think about having Sarah's Month of Meddling, where I could just tell everyone who they had to go on a date with.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I would love that. That would be great. Nothing better, get involved.
I also notice, Sarah, what's that?
Is that next door?
Oh, they're always making a racket there, aren't they? Shall I go and ask them to turn it down again? This happens every
so we have a very important guest.
Every time we get a guest in, this happens.
Are they jealous? Do they not have guests?
I'm scared.
No, you were actually meant to open the door, so keep it down.
I just went, a bit. It's fine, I think they have. Good. Now, we also notice you... Is this true? You judge Shed of the Year?
I do, yeah. I'm
that sounds
a Shed
amazing.
Fan.
You're a Shed fan?
Yeah, it's a cracking... I have to say, it's not an international competition, or even particularly national, but I think amongst the elite of this country, they all get Shed of the Year.
Do you get a lot of entries?
A tremendous amount. Well, not that many. But there's some amazing sheds.
There are.
I think everyone dreams of having a great shed, don't they? Really?
No.
Do you have a shed?
I do have a shed, yeah, but it's not very... It's just like, you know, a very tiny one at the bottom of the garden.
You need to improve your shed.
I haven't seen a few of them. Yeah. I feel very inadequate.
Inferior.
In the shed department.
Well, yeah. Well, we won't talk about it.
Can I ask what makes a good shed as opposed to an average or crap one?
Well, I think... it's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it, really? A good shed is one that that you want to be in.
Is size important? Size important?
Size always matters.
Really?
I think I've ever thought to myself, well, I'd really like to be in a shed.
That's why you don't judge.
Your shed's rubbish, then.
No, I haven't got one.
Well, there we are. That's why you don't want to be in it.
I don't appreciate it. Now, if you've never seen this before, I haven't before today. This website, readerssheds.co.uk, they absolutely love you on there.
Well,
if you're a shed enthusiast, you will love this site. It's kind of light titillation for shed lovers.
Yeah. They have a great competition every year as well. It's quite niche. And the truth is, my father's built a lot of sheds, and that's why I'm a shed fan.
Did he get you into Reader's Sheds?
Into Reader's Sheds? Yeah. No, he... I helped build his sheds.
Okay.
But he wasn't the one who introduced me to Reader's Sheds.
According to his website, you're the person most shed fans would like to have in their shed. 40% of the vote, Sarah.
You see? I told
beating
you
Dermot Gavin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we are.
Now,
saying something.
A lot of people will want to know who won Shed of the Year.
Yeah.
Right, so I've got a little clip here from the website, which is my favourite. Here it is.
Morning, Sheddies. Uncle Wilco here from readersheds.co.uk.
Morning, Sheddies.
Who's Uncle Wilco?
He runs it. He's a great guy. Do you know, he sent me an email on my birthday. How clever is that?
Did he?
That is really clever.
Is Uncle Wilco the kind of person you want to be stuck in a shed with?
I haven't actually met Uncle Wilco.
I don't think I'd go into a shed with anyone called Uncle Wilco.
I don't either.
He is a really nice chap. Actually, if you have got a splendid shed, you should put it forward. Shed of the Year.
Oh, I'm glad we've made more people aware of it.
Well, absolutely. Well done. I think you've done a lot today. Achieved lots of things.
Here's Uncle Wilco announcing the winner.
I'd like to announce the winner of Shed of the Year 2007. It's Tony with his Roman temple shed.
Hooray for Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Was that an impressive shed? Because
it's like a Roman temple. Have a look.
It was, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing.
Now, I'm sorry, but that's excessive, do you not think? It's got pillars and, like, stone. It's even got a mosaic floor.
Yeah, absolute wanton luxury.
That's not a shed. That's a building in itself.
I think it's loosely dressed up as a shed. And very impressive, too.
Have you seen some of the comments on the website from people?
Now
they're really rude.
Your shed is an inspiration to all shed owners and enthusiasts. That's from Tiggy. Zelly says, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
It's a shed.
Oh, now, Martin wants to know, can you tell us where the plastic fiberglass Roman columns come from? Do shed owners get out a lot?
What a laugh, though. Yeah. I think that's marvellous.
I'd
like to announce the winner of Shed of the Year 2007. It's Tony with his Roman temple shed.
I'm going to enter my shed for next year. I'm going to put down a mosaic floor and a picture of you. Picture of you in it, and I'll enter.
Yeah. There's some fine sheds around you. Yeah.
Don't mock. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, we do this thing every now and again. We're trying to, anyway. Let us know if you're in the similar situation where we try and smooth things over between people. If someone's in a mood with you, all you do is just let us know. And this is an email that we got from this lad, Scott. To cut to the chase, I got caught having drunken with my girlfriend's mum over Christmas.
How did he put that in an email?
He used another word.
Oh, what?
In retaliation, she did it with my brother, which I thought was fair dues. I did it with my brother's girlfriend ages ago, so he kind of owed me that. Point being, everyone's square now, but she's still in a mood with me.
Who'd have thought?
Apparently, I've broken the sacred bond between mother and daughter. So, Scott, I don't know if you have the power to mend the bonds, but you could certainly smooth this over. See, if there's a listener in need, we will try and help in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we made this song for the girlfriend to say sorry, but she wouldn't answer the phone. So what we did was played it on air just before Newsbeat. This was the song.
He accidentally boffed your mother, and that was wrong, wrong, wrong. Yes, he's been bad, he upset your dad. It was wrong, wrong, wrong. But you got your revenge, and he totally understands why you went and boffed his brother. It was all wrong, wrong, wrong. Oh, is so sorry, but I guess you're both quits now. You're even. So why not give it another chance? He really wants to make it work. Even if family gatherings might be just a little bit awkward. Tell me, what do you say?
Obviously, we bleeped out all the names there. This is Radio 1. Right, good news. When we played it, the girl in question was listening. And I know it's her because she texted in, and it's exactly the same number that the bad boyfriend gave to us to get hold of her, but she didn't answer the phone.
No.
So, I gave her a ring during Newsbeat, and this is what happened.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah.
Did you like the song? I know it's not an ideal circumstance to be in.
Yeah, the song was great. Loved the song, but obviously not a good situation, but hey, you know.
Mm-hmm. This made you feel a bit happier about things, though, the song.
Yeah, well, the song's cheered me up, but, you know, he's a very bad boy, and... well, not a nice thing to do, especially with your mum, if you're listening.
Is there anything else you want to say to him?
Just the one thing, just to basically stop calling me, texting me, and just so you're aware, you are dumped. And that's it, really.
Yeah. And what about your mum? Are you speaking to her?
I have done. Obviously, we're not best of friends. Used to be quite close, but not anymore. So, that was nice of him.
Great.
Yeah.
But everything that he said happened did actually happen. It's all true.
Yeah, unfortunately, not a very nice thing to see.
Nah.
No.
I'm glad you like the song, though.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, it kind of puts a good perspective on things, but yeah.
So just to make it clear, you don't ever want to speak to him again?
Definitely not, no.
All right, well, at least we tried, eh?
Yeah, well, it was very nice of you to do a song for me, but no, I will not speak to him again.
Fair enough.
I'm quite glad it didn't work in persuading you to go back with him. I'm quite glad.
Well, would you really?
No.
No, not at all.
So that's what happened when we spoke to the girl earlier, so he's definitely dumped. And I bet Jeremy Kyle is really worried about his job right now. Podcast. A lot of people are going on about this on the text at the moment. My slightly strange moment on Big Brother Celebrity Hijack, which you may have seen on Friday night on E4. It's also on YouTube, and it looks like it's one of the most popular, most talked about things after Moyles was on about it earlier.
I haven't seen this.
I don't know why I did that, but I went a little bit kind of boss-eyed. And Moyles was saying it was like there was some kind of invisible bee on my nose. Now, I want you to have a look at this, right, okay. Chopper? This is on YouTube at the moment. It's about 32 seconds in to the video, if you've not seen it. Watch and describe what happens. Here we go.
Today's celebrity hijacker is Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
you're sat in a room on your own with some headphones on.
Yeah.
Looking like you don't really know what you're doing, shuffling some papers, obviously waiting for to be told what you've got to do.
Yeah.
And then for no reason whatsoever, you squint.
Yeah. It's really weird. And everyone's going
you
on
look
the...
so sad and lonely.
Do I?
You look, yeah.
I
don't know if Chris was taking the mick out of you, but I just think you look like you need a good cuddle.
Oh, come here.
No, not from me.
Oh. If you want to...
Do you often do that when you get bored? Do you just kind of look down your nose?
Sometimes. Yeah, I was just waiting for stuff to happen. What are you watching now?
Just the same thing.
I don't know why this has caught everyone's attention so much.
Because you're all alone, and it looks like you're looking for ways to amuse yourself, and obviously that's one of your standard
16,
things.
Eviction day, 9:53 a.m. Today's celebrity hijacker is Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
I have no idea why I did that. And I'm really glad that out of the 4 hours I was in the hijack booth, that was the bit they showed. Thanks very much to E4.
Can you do that on every TV appearance you do from now on? When you hit the lottery, are you doing the lottery this week?
Yeah.
When you hit the lottery button, can you
squint? Good luck, everybody. Do you like that?
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Guest one of this week on the Scott Mills Show is Sarah Beeny. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, well, thanks very much for letting me come.
Now, you know, we did a quick survey of the UK. Why do you watch Property Ladder?
Yeah.
Are you still reading the text?
No, they've taken it off the screen, which is probably is that a good thing.
No, it's all very complimentary.
We've left the YouTube clip on there. That's just entitled Sarah Beeny's Boobies.
It appears to have something about a thong of mine, so I'm thinking, blimey. Anyway,
there's a different clip. Yeah.
So no, maybe I could click on this and it would come up. If I crash your whole system, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there
we
go.
Oh, there we are. Well, golly.
What are you watching now?
Now we're on the text.
Oh, on the text now, right, okay.
Well, all I can say is thank you very much, everyone, for watching, regardless of why you watch.
Exactly.
Keep on going.
Now, you are obviously, with your own dating website, you're a guru of love.
Yeah,
so,
I'd like to think.
As well as a property expert. Also, we were talking about this earlier. Why do those people on that show, Property Ladder, why do they ever listen to what you say?
Well, do you not think I'm quite irritating?
No.
My husband says I'm really irritating. He doesn't blame them for not listening.
But they never listen to you? Oh.
No, they don't really. Well, they do sometimes, but then... And then, well, that's a bit boring then, so we just go, OK, you've agreed with me, so move on. Things I can carry on nagging them about are the things that they don't listen to me about.
You stay nice and patient with them, whereas I'd want to smack them over the head with a plank of wood after a while.
Well, I have done that, but they always cut it out.
Right, we do this thing called Flirt Divert on this show, where, well, it's a number that we give out. So if someone you don't fancy asks for your number in a bar or whatever, you can give them our number instead, okay? And then we play the messages on Radio 1.
Now, brilliant.
I'd like you to maybe tell me where some of these people, I'm going to play some of these messages, where they're going wrong, okay?
Okay.
Here's the first one.
You better not have given me the wrong number. I'll be very angry. Okay, bye.
Why did she get the Flirt Divert number? What's going on there?
Oh dear. Well, she does sound a bit of a bunny boiler.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Let's
good.
Be honest.
Let's move on.
I'd be scared.
Here's another one.
Hi there, Terry. Remember me? It's Randy Mandy. I'm just waiting for you to get back to me. Okay, look forward to hearing to you soon. Bye.
Why on earth would Randy, someone called Randy say. Mandy, be given the Flirt Divert number?
But I'm really confused why he would not give his own phone number to her. Maybe he doesn't do girls.
Maybe. Here's another one.
I hope you're fine and dandy. I'm feeling Randy.
Do girls like that, Sarah?
Oh, crikey.
You actually look like you're going to be sick, then.
Oh, dear. I hope he's not on our website.
He's on the shed one.
Also, yeah. Is this attractive? Yeah, I think he probably is. Is this attractive?
Hello. Sephora, is that the number? I love you. You have a very sexy bottom, I think. What? Neil? Oh, okay, not Neil. Bye.
Where's she going wrong?
I think it was the 18th pint. That was the mistake there. I'm just guessing, but I suspect that was the situation there.
If you felt sick before, then listen to this next Flirt Divert message.
Hey, how you doing? I enjoyed last night. You want a bit of fun? You know it, don't you? Yeah. Dirty cow.
Maybe she deserved that description, which is even more scary.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, blimey.
And this one?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I love your boobs the other night, by the way.
Do the girls like that?
Oh, what a charmer.
Yeah, I loved that your boobs.
He's got real style, hasn't
Oh,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thank you so much.
I wonder they're all single.
I know. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much indeed, Zach.
It's been good fun. Well done, Chappers.
Thank you very much. You
know. Good first booking. Strong.
Up there with the dwarf.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Competing with the Hoover.
Who'd have thought?
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Natalie from Dunstable.
Hello, Natalie, off of Dunstable. How can I help?
I was about to say that your eye rolling was so funny. It was even more scary than Barbara, I'm coming to get you.
That's not. It's just someone going a bit boss-eyed, but it's not scary, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even really remember doing it, to be honest.
It's like it's like you're doing it to pass the time.
Yeah. I often do that. You know what I mean? Waiting around. Oh, I'll just go over side for a bit.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I'm sorry, that is way scarier. Actually, this really is.
They're coming to get you.
That's just me pulling a funny face. Don't be scared.
Today's celebrity hijacker is Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
Shut up, Chappers.
You look like you should be saying that they're coming to get you, Barbara, when you do it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.